DJ, drop a beat.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Not another podcast.
All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
James.
I am sick and tired of everyone telling me I'm confused.
Bryce.
We're reckless, arrogant, stupid dicks.
Big Jim.
Wubble up a dub dub. That's my catchphrase, remember?
Samantha.
I have one job on this lousy ship. It's stupid, but I'm gonna do it, okay?
Dan.
I don't know who you are, but I have a very particular lack of skills. I will never be able to find you.
Not another podcast.
Hey everyone, welcome to Not Another Podcast. I'm really excited because it's Trailer Trash Day!
Yes!
Trailer Trash Day!
And we are down two new members going head-to-head. This is Thunderdome, guys.
This is Thunderdome.
This is
this isn't Thunderdome. This is like that episode of Rick and Morty when Rick injected Morty's arm with like the muscle memory,
the one arm.
Like the Savage. And my movie is the arm, and whatever Danny has is just like the sea of corpses that just get drug out or just like, you know.
Danny, do you have
going down, brother?
Do you have a link for the trailer? Because we're gonna watch the trailers on this show.
Oh, so now that we're all down right to two, we're gonna watch them.
Well, I think I figured out how to do it, so we might start doing it from now on.
Yeah, you can screen share on here and it'll record just the same. Oh, and side note, Twitch is now allowing Amazon users to use Amazon Movies to live stream on Twitch, so we might be able to do these live shows on Twitch.
Oh, awesome! Yeah, we'll have to do a test run on that here soon, and then we can
agreed.
Do.
That'll be a blast.
We can bring back movie commentaries. Hey, another side note, Bryce, Jim, do you guys remember when we used to talk songs? We used to come with like three songs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what that was called or what we did with it? I've been trying to remember, and I didn't want to listen to the old shows.
I don't know if we ever had a name for it.
Yeah, I think it was just something that we did as opposed to like...
But what was it we did? Because we had like categories.
Yeah, we had like themes. I think it was like new music or stuff that we're like obsessed with was at least one of them.
Dude, check it.
I'm going to have to listen to those old episodes, I think.
So, James, I sent you the name of the movie I picked. I can see if I can pull up the...
Okay, we'll save it, and when we get I'll pull up the trailer. But, yeah, I was thinking about that today because Trooper came on my Spotify today.
Raised a little hell?
Yeah.
You raised a little hell? Fuck yeah.
Just a little.
I laughed a whole
just a respectable
lot.
Amount of help.
See, I think I planted that seed in your head so that when that song comes on, like Pavlovianly.
Well, no, also Jim, because I sent you
the
guys who did the live action video for Cold Slither.
Yes,
and started it, and then Trooper came up. I was like, oh my god, this is like the universe saying we need to bring that back.
No, I think it's reminding you that some things should stay dead. Some things, once they've run their course, we should just go ahead and not.
Yeah, just I think what we did was we had themes and we came up with like three songs that fit that theme, and I'll have to listen to it.
Yeah, I think it was something like that. It'd be like songs that make us want to, you know, blank.
Destroy
or songs that remind us.
It was like
us
best cart. I think the Cold Slither one was like best cartoon songs or something like that. Or I don't know. I'll look it up. We'll find it and we'll.
I would love to get into a music Thunderdome on this show again.
Oh, dude, we had a blast.
And
it was a lot of fun. But yeah, we might have to bring that back. So let me. Oh God, that means I have to listen to those shows. Let me find the shows.
Thank you, fuckface. Like
those shows were before we were. No, we did those as Not Another Podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. We were so young, Bryce.
I know. We were wee babies.
Now you're just old man on the front lawn of the internet.
Yep, get off my
yelling at kids to get off the lawn.
Okay, so do you guys
want to
do
a Google Drive
or Rochambeau? How do you? Who wants to go first here?
Jim, go first.
I'm taking it. I'll go
okay.
first.
Okay, Jim, tell us what your movie is.
Well, let me go ahead and pull it up here on my phone. I was looking around, and I've been really a big fan of this new app, Tubi. And it's sort of like...
Oh, yeah, Tubi.
It's great. It's just, you know, not to do like a, you know, maybe we can get some sponsorship, but Tubi's great. It's a great app for your phone. It's free. Free movies and free TV. Stream.
Save the hard sell for the end of the show when we need you to do the Patreon.
I don't know. I just, that sort of leaks, that just leaks out of me. Just like, but here, I think it was, it's Bit, right?
Secretion.
Yeah. It's called Bit.
So yeah,
and it was released through, this year.
Yeah. I'm trolling through the horror section of the Tubi. And the Tubi, how old I just sound. I was rolling through the
Tubis.
I was perusing the free movies on Tubi. And I come across this movie, it's just called Bit, and it reminded me of a different movie from the 80s called Vamp. And it had like just like this like Dracula teeth or whatever. Well, for whatever reason, I'm like, ah, I'll just give this thing a try.
Yeah, I remember Vamp.
Yeah. So I click on the movie just to sort of see what the synopsis says. And after the synopsis, I'm like, this is my movie. And then I watch the trailer, and then I'm like, I'm gonna marry this movie. On her summer break in Los Angeles, a transgender girl falls in with a gang of queer feminist vampires rooting out the city's toxic masculinity. Like, I'm serious. Like, based on that, and then you see, and it is, so you hear that, and you think like, okay, there's a lot of ways that this could get played out. You know, if it's like a low budge kind of crap fest, then that's a really sad disappointment, because this is a perfect opportunity for some just really awesome, you know, zaniness. I watched the trailer and I'm like, this is a guaranteed winner right here.
Okay, so are we ready for this?
Do it.
Ready.
There we go. This is Bit, chosen by Big Jim.
Audio sold separately. Yep.
Oh, it doesn't share audio.
It does. I think there's a setting, but I don't know what it is. Hooray, college.
Well, here, I'll tell you what we can do. Hold on. I got you covered here.
Do you?
So it's called Bit?
It's called Bit.
Okay.
Came out 2020. It's a teen thriller movie.
Hang on. Let me pause it. Let me see.
Well, here, I'm going to pipe it through my setup, and yeah, we can just...
Because
I have all of the audio. All right, let me run it back. Ready?
Three, go. Two, one.
This may be slightly off, but who cares?
Yeah, nobody in the audience is going
to
be
noticed. No one listening to this is going to be able to see it. So
no one can say we're not problem solvers.
Here's how mine began.
Actually, I'd say it's pretty close. Good job, Dan.
Oh, it's in Central Oregon. Nice.
Guys, I'm going to be fine. My first night in LA, and it's already the best night in LA. Hi, we're going to after hours party if you want to come.
So it's like a Lost Boys feel, but with women.
That's enough. Have a lot in your life. How would you like to hold the keys to the kingdom for a change?
How many of us have woken up like that?
These dumpster waking up? I mean, it's the best.
Do you guys kill people? Indiscriminately. Innocent people? It's like 80-20. Never turn a man into a vampire. Men can't handle power.
Oh, that hurts my feelings.
True.
Truth hurts.
And yet it's 100% accurate.
What, no crossing? Why would we do that? Because it's dope.
You're staying away from drugs, right?
Yes, Mom.
Well, kind of.
My life's a horror movie. Life's full of things you never think should happen. And it does.
I'm going to be 18 forever. People just think you're aging well.
That's cute.
I gotta say, Jim sent me the trailer earlier this week, so I got to watch it early. I'm liking it. I'm liking it a lot.
Yeah,
it looks fun.
Got some potential.
We should watch that new movie, Cuties. And we can watch 11-year-olds twerk.
No, thank you.
I'm going.
But it's made by a French director, so it's like, okay.
Well, here's the thing. I haven't seen the trailer for that movie, but I did see an article about it today. I saw people complaining about it a couple days ago, and I got involved in a little Discord with that. But I saw the article and the interview from the director and stuff, and I don't think it's as bad as people are making it out to be. I think Netflix kind of dropped the ball because apparently the poster they made it more sexual than it
yeah.
was supposed to be. I have not seen the trailer. It is I'm not saying one way or the other.
Yeah, more sexual. I watched this video from Elvis the Alien, and he's a YouTuber, and he broke down the whole trailer and was showing us stuff. It's pretty gross, because at first I was like, well, I was a cheerleader, we danced, you know, there was some provocativeness, and we, you know, even as a youth, and I was like, oh, this isn't going to be that bad, and then I was like, oh, they're literally humping the ground. So it's
see, here's the thing though.
Damn, that's hot.
I don't think from what I've heard, again, I have not seen the trailer or anything, but from what I've heard and from what I've seen in our culture, I don't think we should be mad at the movie. I think we should be mad at the culture, because this is like grown up toddlers in tiaras.
Well, yeah, I know that we should be mad at the culture, but this movie is like, it isn't, doesn't have any real substance. It's mostly there just to kind of exploit the bad aspects, or
which is like the substance of the movie.
Yeah. It's like a thinly veiled attempt to sort of like bringing awareness to it, but it's excessive to such a degree though. Here's the thing though. Much like Samantha, I follow somebody else on YouTube by the name of Mr. Gigi. Mr. Gigi does a phenomenal job of breaking down movies, and he's like, I watched Cuties, so you don't have to.
Yeah.
And not only does he give his opinion on it, but he lists off like some of the articles that were put out there that listed shit that was there to over-sensationalize the material. And so he goes through and he's just like, okay, this happened, this happened, this never fucking happened. This was like talked about, but never actually made it into the movie. And then like, so basically he breaks it all down. He's like, but these things totally fucking happened and are really fucking unnecessary. So
yeah. No, I have no interest in the movie at all. But I will say too, like while the director and the production company and Netflix should all be held responsible for it. Also, let's look at the fucking parents who let their little kids because they would have had to seen the script. And I'm pretty sure most parents are on set when a minor is. So if none of the parents raised objections, it kind of falls on the fucking parents.
I mean, to be fair, there are a lot of questionable roles for children that kids have been allowed to play. And, you know, a lot of it has been in the name of art.
Brad Pitt when she was like, you know, a fetus.
Yeah.
a sexy fetus. I'll say it now.
So.
Well, fucking like, Natalie Portman.
Okay, Shane Dawson, calm down.
The professional. Fucking Jodie Foster in Taxi Driver.
Yeah. Christina Ricci in Adam's Family.
Well, come on now.
I guess I'm alone now. Really? Just me? Okay.
I'm trying to remember.
Come on now.
Terrifying insight into Jim's world.
That's yes, she was in that movie, but she was not.
She played it in a very like mature, like beyond her years kind of way.
Dude,
he had kind of a puritanical approach to life.
She stomped on my goth button, okay?
Right, so. Seriously, like when I was a kid,
I don't want to know what that is.
So it's like, I'm thinking in this like 8-year-old mind, I got a chance at that.
Yeah.
And it's okay. Yeah. Kiss the heck out of her. It's going to be so sexy. Yeah,
but it's there is a problem in general worldwide with the over-sexualization of children, and this Absolutely. Is how people like Epstein come about.
Specifically, so. Girls. Yeah,
girls.
But anyway, on to more fun things.
But so yeah, I was going through Tubi and I saw this movie bit, and I read the description. I'm like, that sounds really awesome. Then I watched the trailer. I'm like, I gotta watch this movie. Submit it or whatever. I tell James, I'm like, I got a really good one for Thursday. And James, all right, send me the link. And I'm like, fuck, I forgot what the name was. So I go back to Tubi. I'm just like, I found it down a rabbit hole. So I had no idea, you know, what to sort of look for. I'm just like, all right.
Forgot what you were looking for kind of thing.
Jim also doesn't know how browser history works.
Well, not in Tubi. It's history in a different way. So
Tubi is basically you find it, you watch it, and then you forget you watched it.
Yeah, pretty much. If it was higher up, it'd be something like Amazon. But anyway, I'm looking in the search bar. I'm like, what should I plug in there? I'm like, I don't know, gay and lesbian vampire horror comedy. Enter. And the screen just went blank, and it said, "Go to college, you fucking right. You are an idiot, and you are wasting your life watching movies when you should be filling it with."
Did you mean Interview with the Vampire fan club?
Well, here's the thing:
Twilight fan fiction,
right? No shit.
What I stumbled into though was quite a large genre of. Essentially gay and lesbian horror and horror comedies. And yeah. I'm like, these look fucking incredible.
So Jim's got a well to go to now for all of these from now on. And he's not sharing with anyone.
Nope. And I well, wouldn't either.
I tell you what I'll do. For a certain level on the Patreon, I would be willing to review.
Save it for the end. These. Save it for the end.
Okay.
We all do right. have I'll a just... fourth patron, by the way.
Wow, we are just racking them up. Wow.
Well, it was the response, you guys. I put in the messenger. I was like, guys, we have a fourth Patreon. And everyone was like, what?
Then James just startled, we have one.
Then James just shames us. Cause a panic. And then I'm like, oh, guys, we got to make sure we get on our rewards at some point. And then, like, everyone's like, we got to do it now. And I'm like, oh, my God, I didn't mean for this to happen. So, Bryce, I do apologize.
Well, okay. It's not
hard to schedule the show.
I in no, no it's way like, meant it's that like this what had David to be said done last now.
Week. It's like David said last week. It's like we put up all these tiers. So I was like, yeah, these will be great. And then you actually get patrons, and it's like, fuck, we have to do you all this extra them? Work now.
Called our bluff. We're really not that creative. It's like, shit, we gotta sit down and actually like do stuff now. Like,
fuck.
Well, that's why I tried to pick very easy things.
This was a lot easier when all I had to do was offer up a mediocre, you know, effort.
Right?
You can still do that.
Attempt at comedy here, you know. Yeah.
Even for the tears, it could be a mediocre attempt. It doesn't have to be. There's an expectation our fans have come to expect from us, and if we go above and beyond,
you know what you signed up for.
Yeah.
You know so,
okay, so Bit.
Yes.
All right, from Bit is James. On the runner. So my selection, seeing how most of my other movies either got horribly shot down or had been seen by multiples of you. I figured I'd go for a newer movie that came out, sadly, only last year, called The Banana Splits Movie.
Oh, no.
This sounds...
This is going to be
The special. Synopsis is, a family attends a live taping of the Banana Splits television series, but are forced to survive as soon as the characters go haywire and start a killing spree around the studio.
This Big is, Jim okay. is like, oh no.
This is why I don't fucking gamble. There, Jim.
No, I remember when this movie came out, and yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, right, are we ready so for
you
this?
Ready, James?
Hang on. Do you have the yep. same trailer? Okay, here we go.
3, 2, 1, go.
Move that truck. Oh, wrong.
Horrengore.
We are going to the Banana Splits.
You're still not my real dad.
A family looks like they deserve to die.
Thank you.
Don't they all?
We were all thinking it. Bryce just said it.
Well, not all of them.
Rebecca. Bitch, put on your hat.
the banana joke.
It's a Terminator.
Are you John Connor? It is your birthday.
Come with me if you love furries.
Come with me if you want some video game tokens. Is this like Robert Englund or fucking Kane Hodder in this? I'm just gonna
That'd be amazing.
Banana Splits movie. Fuck.
Oh, man.
Okay, now, correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't the Banana Splits like a show or something?
It was.
Yeah, it was a cartoon.
Or no, it was a live show.
Oh, shit. I thought it was a cartoon.
So they were basically like Ramblin' Rod. It was a live show that just showed cartoons. That was their shit.
Yeah, so here it is. So they made a horror movie out of this.
That's fantastic.
So the original Pizza Time players got out of Chuck E. Cheese. And
no, these were the rejected Pizza Time players.
I'm thinking like Chucky meets Death to Smoochie.
Pretty much, yeah. It's one of those films where it's like it's almost so absurd you just can't help but go, it's not bad. It's not bad.
Oh, well,
that's
this
my
is a
pick,
tough
the
call.
Banana Splits movie.
I think he's just going to phone it in. I think he's just going to like throw up like a sacrifice fly or whatever. Nope, not Danny.
No, sir. I thought about talk it. Shit. I thought I was like, you know what? I'm just going to let Jim have this one. And then I was like, you know what? No, I got a 50-50 chance of winning this bitch this time.
Yeah, but then you'd have a 100% chance of winning it next time because you'd be the only one bringing a movie.
Yeah, but that's kind of pathetic when you're the only kid to show up at the baseball field. Nobody else is around. You're like, well,
you know,
I guess
we actually should talk about that. Like, should we just like when it gets down to one, should we bring everyone back in? So it's like whoever doesn't get their movie is a complete loser.
Ooh.
Well, I mean, if you want to really shame Jim, I mean, yeah, you can.
Danny's confident today. He can't
he really
play.
Is.
Someone's a little cocky.
You know, we
I gotta say, kind of like it. Kind of like his confidence. But
that might be what carries you through, bro.
It might be.
I got to ride, bro. I got to ride.
How about when it gets down to two, we end up watching both movies. We just whoever we vote for first, we watch first, and then we watch the other one as the last movie because there's no way to do it any other way.
No, that makes sense.
Okay,
we do
so
this week,
how about
whoever
this?
Wins, and then next month we'll just watch whoever was the follow up.
You were going to say Jim's movie, you fuck.
Yeah,
we're just gonna be like, next month we can watch Jim's movie.
Okay,
it's
how about
clear.
How about this?
Son of a bitch.
How about this? We will vote on who wins this round, but we will watch both movies and review both movies next week. So there is a loser.
Yeah.
But we will watch both movies. Samantha, you have a suggestion.
Yes, the senator would like to speak.
We fell all over ourselves trying to give you the microphone.
So, the only concern I have with that is that everyone else got a full dedicated episode. So the loser has to be, you know, because then we're splitting time between a loser and a winner. And that's not fair.
Yeah, but
I would say,
that's just my only concern.
Whoever loses is just next month's movie by default.
Well, that's what it would have been. But
I mean, Jim's movie by default.
The bottom two, fuck off. The bottom two, it's basically which turd is like not quite on the bottom of the bowl. Like we're both losers. We're just like you're one.
We really are.
I just
we're
you.
Straight
so
in
I mean,
the bottom
I mean,
here, bud.
I've already acknowledged.
I think that the one who's not voted on, like something has to, like there has to be some sort of maybe not punishment, but there's got to be
lose
some
a finger.
Sort of,
but you know what, Jim? Think about it this way, bud. We lost to Clown Town.
Yeah.
Aqua Slash
for
and Helen
real.
Keller versus the Night Wolves. I'm sorry, dude.
No.
Our two choices are still better than those three fucking shit shows.
And I was going to say, Danny,
I'll
too.
Agree. Helen Keller versus Night Wolves was fucking
you guys
terrible.
Have lost to those horrible movies, but it made you pick really great trailers.
That's a great
like,
point.
You really brought it this time. Had you brought that movie the first time we did it?
You still would have voted me down.
We brought good shit those weeks too. We didn't phone it in those weeks. We only phoned it in after.
No, I'm sorry. I watched Danny's movies. He phoned it in.
After Clown Town, we were all hurt.
That shit is legit.
Well, and technically the last time
Monster Danny, Man was shit.
Love Danny, you should have been disqualified, but because I didn't remember the rules. So technically you were disqualified anyway because half the cast had seen your movie.
Established rules.
It was plenty established. I just didn't remember.
Can we go
them.
Back to Cocky Danny? Because that was fun.
I'll say this for Cocky Danny. First of all, Mr. Roddy Piper doesn't play by anyone's rules. So regardless, our Ricky podcast he would never, like, if you were alive today, he wouldn't play by our rules. He's the hot Scott.
Right?
He walks in wherever the fuck he wants with a shotgun and a mouthful of
hubba. I'm right there with you, buddy.
It's right these there Philistines with you. That don't get it.
Right?
Fuck or these maybe guys. They get it better than you.
But that comment gets an Andre.
Vote for Bite. I didn't even get the name right. Vote
getting
for Bite.
Getting an Andre, is that like getting an enthusiastic?
No, it's much better, but we did decide that it is the world's most awkward sex position.
Yeah.
It's an enthusiastic hand job, but the guy's hair is very long.
Yeah.
So it's very French, you know. He puts your dick in a baguette and then he jerks you off. How's that?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Well, I don't know about the rest of you, but I'm kind of ready to vote.
Okay.
Do it.
Samantha, you get to cast the first vote.
Oh, just throw her under the bus. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shots fired, Sam.
That's a quality.
Okay, this is a tough one.
Future bookmarks are at risk.
No, they're not. Don't even lie.
You're not fooling anyone.
That bounced off her armor like RoboCop. Just tink. Right.
Didn't even leave a scratch.
I ain't worried. So,
your move, creep.
So one. I'm glad no one else is screenshotting shit. So one of them did bring some nostalgia to me, and I'm very intrigued. Although the other one does look legitimately like a good movie.
Okay, when you say nostalgia, which one are you talking about? And the one that looks like an actual good movie.
I'm about to get to it.
I remember college.
I was in the Navy when I was in college, so I was just drunk the whole time. No, I was kidding.
That explains the nostalgia.
That we have in common.
That explains the rosacea. No, I was kidding.
Waking up in a dumpster often.
All the time. So it was filled with kimchi because I did live in Korea, so that was
right.
I was in college, so I had to share a dumpster with another student. So
I mean, that's housing.
Yeah, that's
just called housing. Yeah, yeah. And they charge you $2,000 a month.
Go Owls.
Bunk life for real. All right, Sam.
I'm right, stalling. Sam,
quit stalling. Quit stalling.
I'm voting
this
for
isn't Russia.
Splits.
You're voting for Banana, son of a bitch.
First Sorry, Jim. Drawn.
We've got one on the board for the banana splits. Bright.
And I'm not allowed to vote for my own movie, right? I'm not
I came
allowed
in,
to vote for my
Yeah, yeah, you guys have to vote for each other.
So obviously, I came in our fully votes expecting are null and void.
To vote for Jim.
Obviously.
I did. And then, like I said, Thank Danny came to play.
Yeah. Bryce?
I'm going to have to go with Jim's.
Of course you would.
Thank you. Thank you, Bryce. That's fucking solidarity right there.
So James is the tiebreaker.
And of course, James, who loves to shit on me. Gee, I wonder what he's going
to
go with.
Loves to shit on you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
he fucking loves you.
Well, that's all the time we have for the show.
Because my face is like two-ply. It's very absorbent.
Okay, so here's the thing.
I'm actually nervous for this vote.
I knew what Jim's movie was because he shared it with me a couple days ago, and I, like Jim, thought for sure Danny was just gonna throw some fucking Monster Man shit show up. So
the Monster Man hate. Jeez, who
it's
hurt
a
you,
terrible
James?
Terrible fucking movie.
What monster
salt
in
his haterade for that?
Oh, it's just it's got awful.
Demon's Chris Pack.
But then here comes Danny with the fucking banana splits movie, and it looks
that
like
was- Yeah. That was like the end of Rocky III, where they just like punch each other.
It was.
Like, who won? It doesn't matter. Dang.
Freeze frame. Oh, God.
I know what I would vote for if I could.
We're going to give it to Jim.
I'm excited to watch either one.
You're going to give it to me?
Oh, yes.
I knew it.
I get a win.
All right.
Nice.
This is weird. I don't know what this is like.
It was hard. You guys made it hard.
It wasn't hard.
That's what she...
Danny, if it makes you feel any better, I totally would have voted for your movie.
You're welcome.
I totally would have voted for the Banana Splits if I would have given it an opportunity to.
I'm really wishing Jim hadn't shared his trailer with me early. I'm also wishing he'd picked one of the other movies he showed me that were in his
Well, here's the thing. I found out that Danny and Samantha have seen Hell Baby.
What?
Yeah. So, yeah.
Okay, so I got to watch it on my own this weekend. So now I got three.
Oh, you have to? Fuck you. I gave you gold.
Oh,
I gave
no.
you a gift. You That's are welcome, gross. You sack of shit.
Just be prepared to go get some po' boys. Just telling you.
I gotta watch this awesome movie this weekend. My life is just shit.
Right? Could have been watching the Banana Splits, but what else?
It's cool. Oh, I'm watching Banana Splits because that's the movie we're gonna have for next month, so I'm just gonna jump on it.
Yeah. That's why I threw that out there. I'm just like, I really want to see the Banana Splits. So I was like, it's a pretty close call at this point. So I'm just like, can we just maybe watch them both?
So then we'll just roll it over to next month.
So here's what we're going to do. So next week we will review the winner bit. We're going to take an off week because we talked before the show about something we want to talk about. And then the week after that, we will review the Banana Splits. Is that cool with everyone?
I'm down with that.
Yeah.
Cool. So,
Danny is officially our first loser.
Yes, he is.
All of us will be ultimate loser.
But.
Hey, you know what? If you're first or last, we all got to bring it. You're still first.
We all got to bring it come October because it's a fresh start.
Okay.
Halloween month.
Well, I would suggest for October, just for my own personal self, that for October, being as it's Halloween, I recommend that people bring their heavy hitters of great horror movies that we can talk about.
Movies that we've seen?
If you've seen it, awesome. If it's new to you and you watch it and you're like, holy shit,
that goes against what we're doing. But I like the idea when we get closer to Halloween, we need to do a Halloween themed show where we talk about movies and traditions. And
yeah.
Maybe we can do our first live show for Halloween.
Maybe.
And make four people very happy.
Those four people are giving us money.
Hey, Drew, really like us.
Honey, get in the car. We got to get home. It's the live show for not another podcast tonight.
For the next round where everyone's bringing it, let's pick a theme. So we all got to stick to a theme for our movie pick.
All right.
I'm kidding.
No, that's fair because honestly,
and then the winner of that theme,
but it's horror, so there's been a billion movies put out in this one theme. I would say at that point, though, making them new that nobody has ever seen is going to be harder out of sheer principle that there's a good likelihood that most of you have seen everything from, like, one specific genre of horror. So, like, zombie movies.
Yeah, but there's fucking new movies all the time, so.
What year did the Banana Splits come out?
That was 2019.
Last year.
So, yeah. There's new shit.
Both of you guys brought recent movies, so kudos to you.
And Hellbaby, Hellbaby, which is like 2015. I hadn't seen or even heard of it.
Yeah.
So,
there's
tons of shit out there.
That's what I mean. It's like, so long as it's, you know, accepted as a 90% of us haven't seen this particular film, like if we do pick zombies or whatever, so long as the majority of us have not seen it, I think it should count.
No.
That's the name of the episode.
After much deliberation.
Let's also do this too. The winner of the theme will pick the next theme.
Okay.
So there's a sort of prize.
I can dig that.
Because I can't give you guys money.
There isn't. There really isn't. No. let's be frank and honest with these people. These four people that waste their time listening to our show. Let's not bullshit.
Pretty much, yeah. You poor
fuckers. Is it worse that they're wasting their time listening than we are wasting our time actually producing it?
Well, no, their prizes are pain and humiliation.
We don't have.
You know, technically they're not wasting their time. What they're doing is they're wasting their money by giving it to us, urging us to do this more. So clearly it's a poor investment on their part.
I like these people. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, really?
Thank you for giving us money, people.
I love these people. I'm just saying that they're making poor life choices, but who hasn't made poor life choices?
Dude, they're listening to the show to begin with. I mean, that leaves it debatable.
This show was almost called a poor life choice podcast.
They were
poor life choice podcast. Yeah, I think that's a subsidiary of Not Another Podcast.
It really is.
You know, you don't have
production.
P.O. Box 642, Clown Town, USA.
If you go by Aqua Slash, you've gone too far.
Oh, yep. Outstanding.
The Helen Keller Wax Museum, you're lost.
Dude, seriously, yeah. Just don't, man. Just don't.
It's a wax museum, but they put in earplugs and they blindfold you, and then they just sort of shove you into the room. Who am I touching right now? What
is the Night Wolves? You've got to turn around. You just got to turn around.
I think this is Lionel Richie. I'm not sure. Hello?
And then we've crossed into Indetermia and we're fucked.
Yeah, pretty much.
If you get to Indetermia, well, I mean, anything can happen. Best of luck.
If you're confused, you really watch listen to the episode titled Indetermia.
Shit. It'll make sense.
It'll blow your roof right off.
Or part of it.
I'm entertaining myself right now. I'm.
Wait, isn't that what we do on the show?
Dave, I know David's listening, so thank you, David, for giving us so much comedy gold last week. It was great.
Agreed. Don't let it escape, though.
Yeah.
All that gold.
Yeah. Well, he used up a lot of it on this show, so...
Because you know Cobra Walla Walla
Walla is
coming.
That's the equivalent to throwing it directly in the trash.
What was really funny, the next day, something on my Facebook feed had the Cobra Law thing, Jim.
Oh. Yeah.
So I sent it to David and said, this is for you.
That's funny.
But he was right. Once I watched it, I was like, wow, that is really racially insensitive.
Yeah. Yeah, it was very, very on the nose, so to speak. With the ability of hindsight, you look back and you're just like, jeez.
Ryan and I were watching an old Vine compilation, and there's this one guy that does this like pervert life stuff, and this one of them was like this. These two girls, like the Vine was these two girls. One was crying and the other one said, oh, guys suck, honey. And the guy jumps out of the closet. He goes, no, girls do. And they swallow. And he just does this like face to the camera's pervert life. And I'm like, Ryan, neither of us laughed at any of the pervert life stuff. And he looks at me and goes, that's not funny. I'm like, you know what? It was funny like 10 years ago. People would have laughed at that. But now
20 years ago.
Yeah, but like now, like there's no I was like, ooh, my comedy has definitely changed for one.
You're defending when I was like 14, that based humor, it,
huh?
But only with my buddies, and we'd have done it in a dark room with no windows and the doors like triply locked. It still would have had us rolling on the floor laughing, but. Yeah, nobody in the world would have ever heard us say that shit out loud.
But, well, no, what I mean is
that... Even when that was funny, that's not something I would have said, even with my friends.
But, yeah, it's just, like, comedy has... Like, people have grown over the last amount of years.
They'd
like, legitimately, as a society, I feel like people have grown a little bit. And things like that are now, like... It's not as funny.
What's considered cringeworthy.
It's cringy now.
That's not even like perverted humor. I mean, a lot of the stuff we do on this show is I would consider perverted humor, but
bookmark.
That's just awful.
Yeah. No, Vine offered the opportunity to have just a 7-second blip. So people were like, you know, regardless of, you don't have a whole lot of time to set something up, so you got to be shocking and whatever. So they would throw stuff like that out there.
Well, but the best vines are the ones that do set something up with that payoff in 7 seconds. And there's a lot of great ones out there, but it's just these pervert life ones. I was like, that's not funny.
No.
Yeah. Hard no.
Yeah. When you go for shock that hard, it's clear you don't have a whole lot of substance.
So. Yeah. That's more rapey than funny.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Also, I think people are more aware of that and why it's not funny now, whereas people were much more not aware of it 10, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Right. And that's fair. That's fair.
Yeah, I realized all the perverted humor on this show has to do with us doing things to horrible things to inanimate objects.
Or food.
They just serve
food, mostly.
Mostly to food. Food, really. I mean, we're just deprived monsters when it comes to food.
Deprived or depraved?
Depraved.
Little Kylie.
The rest of us are depraved.
6 of 1, half a dozen of the other. No, because we would never do something like this to another human being. That would be, that'd be fucked up. But, you know, to a brisket, well, it's not fuck a, yeah, I'll see my
even, dick in there. Even, like, the way we talk about it, it's not funny if we talk about doing the things we've talked about doing to a human. The humor comes from the sheer ridiculousness of the inanimate object. Jim's cooking method or Samantha's execution of apples or any food objects we've violated on this show.
Or her abuse of the free condom room on the ship, you know.
Was it abuse or was it just...
That how you feel about it.
But yeah, I think... Samantha, I think you're right. I think as a society,
we're learning.
Well, I think the sexual humor has just changed. I mean, there's still sexual humor, but it's changed. Because if you look at it from even as far back as I think like the 90s, sexual humor, there was a lot of rapiness to it. There was a lot of...
You know. Yeah, it did.
Back to the Future? I mean, come on.
Yeah. But and especially in like the last 5 or 6 years with Me Too and everything going on, the culture has really changed, and I think a great barometer to check that change is humor. Jim, you do stand up. I mean, would you say that that's correct?
Yeah. You know, it's the audience has become more of an integral role, I would say. Whereas before it would just be like, you know, you go out there and you sort of give them whatever you want. But now, you really have to take into consideration the true merit of your material. I've said that if you're gonna do a joke about something that has a high trigger amount, or if you're doing something on just straight triggering material, your joke needs to be concise, to the point, and not demeaning in any way, and it has to be funny. Just blindly going at something and throwing in some half-assed attempt at a punchline.
Point 10.0.
Yeah, is essentially just your attempt at trying to shock the audience into going with you on something.
The one thing I will say about folks like Tosh.0, because honestly I do find him fairly funny on the show, his stand-up leaves a lot to be desired, but a lot of his sexual jokes for the most part are at his own expense. So I'll give him that, but I get where you're coming from.
Well, that's the change I've noticed is a lot of the sexual humor that comedians do is now being more turned inward.
Yeah.
You know, there's less Andrew Dice Clay type stuff and more like.
Right.
But the thing is, there will always be an audience for humor like that. They may not be mainstream, may not be, you know, prime, but there'll always be that fan base that likes lowbrow, you know, sexist, racist, you know, all other types of, you know, horrible things you can, you know, shoehorn under the umbrella of humor. Mm-hmm. The, you know, it's basically, it's comedy for people that don't think much.
Right. You know,
flatulence falling down on fruit.
I was talking to a friend about comedy and we were talking about what is there a topic that's off limits? And we both agree that there is no topic that is off limits for comedy. There isn't, and there shouldn't be. It's just a matter of crafting a joke around something that is good, because you can have an off-color comedic take on something, and if it's crafted in a clever way, you can make just about anybody laugh with it, or at least people who aren't completely dead inside.
Well, George Carlin uh-huh. said that perfectly. Yeah. Is like he said that you can make anything funny. Mm-hmm. It's just in how you craft the joke. And he said the one that sticks out is at the time it was rape. He's like, people were like, you can't make rape funny. And he's like, bullshit, I can totally make rape funny. Imagine Elmer Fudd raping Porky Pig. And the joke is like, how ridiculous is that?
True.
You know? But you then you're omitting the impact, regardless of how absurd it might be, to something that is exceptionally traumatic to someone that has had that occur to them. Regardless of the fact that you're using two complete. And the thing is, I'm a Carlin fanatic. I'm the last person would ever try and throw shade on him. But I will say, in difference to something like that, you're really dealing with something that you have to tread surgically. Just because nothing is off limits doesn't mean that you can necessarily make a joke about it.
You might not have that skill set. Yeah, exactly.
You have to have the skills to be able to pull that off.
Carlin was smart enough to know how to make shit land.
Well, yeah. and also, it's not something, it's not a topic he went into. He didn't need to, he didn't want to. So it's like, I think for the point we're trying to make is that it is a craft. And if you're going to pick a topic that is taboo or just insensitive or something, you've got to have not only the joke's got to be locked up, but you've got to be able to get your audience there and not have them go, oh, this is where you were taking me. Because, I mean, if your audience turns on you, you're done.
Yeah. And you got to workshop the shit out of stuff like that, too. You got to figure it out and tweak and, you know.
But again, you know,
it's hard.
Each individual comic has their own individual agenda, approach, and desires that they want to get out of it. Some are willing to walk through the fire and say all these things because it's garnering attention. And, you know, it can be crafted into a potential career. You know, even you can create yourself as a villain, and then people are going to pay money to watch you lose or fail or something. So they're going to, you know, there's going to be interest in you in some way. People, artists in all respects, find unique and interesting ways on how to manipulate and maneuver within that, you know, that kind of construct of you know, the world around us and what we can pull into it and make it funny. I was at a open mic not that long ago, where I'm there with a buddy of mine, and he literally, like, the afternoon before, he and I and, like, you know, a whole bunch of his family and friends were together because we were at a service for his son who had committed suicide. He had a problem with drugs and some other stuff in his past, and he just, the quarantine and everything else just kind of chewed on him. And so as a way of, like, let's get your mind off that. In a sense, he's the one who suggests to me, he's like, you want to go to this open mic? I'm like, let's do this thing. So we go, and, you know, the MC gets up there, and it's frustrating because not every comic understands your role if you're going to step into the part of being the MC, because your role is not to be, to showcase your skills specifically. Your job is to come up there with a lot of energy to create the audience, because until you're doing that, they're just a crowd of random people. You need to whip them up into a certain, you know, mindset, and then get them to follow you. And then, you know, as soon as they're all pumped up and ready and, you know, hot and sweaty, you hand it off to the first comic. If you've got jokes you want to work on, you pepper them in later on. But your job is to come up there and get the show going. Well, this first guy did not get that memo, or he just, you know, had to learn that lesson. He goes into some, you know, some okay stuff at first, but then he takes a hard left into death, suicide, and drug abuse, heroin specifically. And I'm just, as he's talking more, I'm just like slowly looking over at my friend. I'm like, I am so fucking sorry. Like, and he's just like, it's fine. I mean, obviously, you know, you didn't have any clue. He's like, I just need to get away from this. And I'm like, I totally get it. Problem was, we were outside. It wasn't like he could just close the door and just walk away from it. He had to walk down this long parking lot the whole time. This PA is just pumping out these, you know, piss poor jokes. And it was bad to the point where even he acknowledged it. He's like, wow, these aren't doing very well, are they? And we're just like, no, they're not. And so afterwards, yeah. And my friend said, he's like, if you weren't performing, he's like, I would have went up there. I would have lit the guy up. I wouldn't have fought him, but I would have let him know that, you know, you don't just throw some shit like that out there. That is, you know, very sensitive material that has not been polished or worked on at all. And so my friend puts a message onto the Facebook page for all the comics, and he didn't, you know, demigrate or he didn't come down on the comic about his material. He just was voicing his thing. He's like, I literally just came from putting my son in the ground, right? And he's like, I understand that, you know, comedy pulls from a lot of different periods, and some of them can be very, very dark. And he's like, but with all that said, and he laid out all the reasons why this shit was thoroughly not fucking cool.
Right.
And all the guy had to write back would have said, you know, I get what you're saying. It was not my intention. I obviously had no idea that it just happened to you. I'm sorry. That's all that would have taken to sort of been like, okay, I appreciate you just hearing me. Well, he went into this whole like, well, I've had problems with addiction and I've lost friends, yada, yada, yada. And he's just like, my friend comes back at him like, so are you telling me that because you need to justify yourself, or are you like genuinely just, you know, incapable of answering, you know, my specific question, which is like, you know, how can you do this sort of thing and not expect some kind of a negative response, you know? So his approach was very intelligent and full of points that were irrefutable, in my opinion. And so this guy just sort of shut off after that. He's sort of like, oh, well, I've had problems with addiction and I've lost some friends or whatever. And it's like, not the same fucking thing in the least. So it's a dangerous area, especially nowadays with everything being so readily available. Your topics are getting, you know, more streamlined, I guess. But
what I'm seeing happening is that everyone is expecting everything to cater to them. The idea in the general public that marketed target audiences, like, well, you're targeting this audience, but what about me? Why are you leaving me out? I'm not leaving you out. This is just not for you. And that's okay. Yeah. So, and I think that's really becoming like, if you're going to make one person laugh, you should make everyone laugh. So just very similar to, you know, oh, you have gum? Well, bring gum for the rest of the class. It's,
well,
targeted things.
They
have their specific groups. And if it's not your thing, that's okay. Just walk away from it and go enjoy your thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, they can't because you're over here and they have to be heard. They're too sensitive.
What are you laughing at? I like to laugh too.
Yeah.
And then it's like, well, if we share what we laugh, then you're not going to, what's making us laugh, you're not going to laugh. You're going to get offended. And it's going to be a whole thing.
Two priests walk into a bar. I am Catholic. Well, then go away.
Then go into the bar.
Yeah.
Like a good Puritan would and go la, 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 la.
Yeah. No, I think it's good that you understand your audience, and know that, you know, what, being aware that what you share, like what we share on this show, I know that I can come with just about anything to you guys and you're not going to get offended. Yeah. We might have disagreements and discussions about but you know, you're not going to go, oh, fuck you. You know,
it's again, that's the thing that we're missing right now is not only is it people's oversensitivity about comedy and humor necessarily, it's that people aren't willing to sit down and have an actual discussion about it when something does hit them the wrong way. It's like, hey, dude, this bothered me. It's like, dude, I'm sorry. Tell me about it. You know, let me learn more from you so I can maybe twist this material to work for a much better audience. If it's not hitting you right, hey, I got to learn from this. Otherwise, there's no fucking point.
Well, it's not
because
just that,
the one thing I've come to understand about all art in general, all of it.
Well,
if you never take critique seriously, you never get better. And I'm just being honest.
No. You are 100% right, but it's not just comedy. I think there's an oversensitivity about everything right now. And no one's willing to come to the table and set emotion aside.
And discuss.
And I think that's a major reason for the divide in our country right now.
There's also a huge, like, this troll culture, cancel culture, this hate watch culture. Like, people watch YouTube. Like, I am huge into the BookTube stuff. I watch a lot of YouTube content and creators that circle around books. And, I see all these downvotes on things. I'm like, she's literally just talking about, why are you downvoting? And then just the hate comments, like, you're hate watching someone talking about books. How much do you hate yourself that you have to try to bring someone else down? And there's a huge issue with FOMO, the fear of missing out. And people are willing to ingest any content they can, even if it's not for them, and they get mad when it's not for them. And that's insanity to me. We haven't heard from Bryce in a while, so I'm curious to your thoughts, buddy.
Speak.
Yes. I have that's opinions as well.
A few words.
Well, I felt bad because, like, I've just heard from him, and I'm like,
Bryce, I fucking
know you're good. More. I'm just listening to you guys talk.
He's like, I hate all of you.
Listen to these fucking idiots just babbling.
I like some edgier comedy, so I'm not generally offended, but I understand how some people can take it too far.
Yeah.
Very easily.
I've chosen to really kind of think about the stuff that I will joke about, because listening back to some of the stuff, like, from that, some of those older episodes, like the Friction Method episode or whatever, back when I'm not going to blame my alcoholism, but when I was drinking, my tongue was a lot more loose and I didn't give much of a fuck about anything that I would talk about. Back then, if it had a joke in it, I was just going to run with it as far and as fast as I could. And now looking back, I realize that that just, rock star, whatever the fuck, I thought it was, mentality was just being shitty for the sake of being shitty. There wasn't a whole lot of thought or effort being put into it. It was just like shock and sprinkled in with humor. And that's lazy. In all sincerity, for me, in my opinion, personally, the problem is, we live in this instant gratification culture where, everything can be tailored to you. Everything can be specified to all of your tiniest little wants, desires, and everything else. And you want the world to acknowledge just how cool and unique you are, just the fuck like everybody else. You want to throw that thing out there on that comment that gets all the likes and gets all the damn, they put you in that, which put you in your place. The people don't put comments because they want to add to the conversation. They want to throw in some shit because they want to see hearts and they want to see check marks and they want to see thumbs ups. And that's all they give a shit about. They don't give a fuck about who they're trampling on the more ruthless they try to come off as, the more spineless they genuinely are.
Well, and that's the thing. The thing about the internet as a whole, at large, it is a dwelling place for cowards. You know, that same person who would talk shit about
the lady, on to another podcast.com.
Well, it's just one of those places where anybody can say anything and know that there are absolutely no repercussions whatsoever so long as you stop reading. And that's it. Yeah. There's zero accountability for the horse shit that gets spoken. So if they're talking shit just for those gratifications of other people, pushing dislike on their comment so they can feel like, yeah, I trolled them good. I got them good. Fuck them. It's like, understand those same people walking up to your face would never say these things to your face ever because they're a fucking coward.
Well, there's repercussions. So I'm gonna wrap it up here with this last thing, and then we've got to get Big Jim to give us another Patreon plug so we can all get out of here and get back
to thank our new one too.
Teeny tiny little thing real quick.
Okay, say it quick and then I'm gonna wrap it up.
All right, I was just gonna say what trolling has officially done is give a voice to all the people that can't do the things that they're trolling about.
Yeah,
that shitty person would always try and tear you down because they can't do the things that you're trying to do. They're trolls now. That's all they fucking are.
Those who can't do teach, those who can't teach critique.
Yep, pretty much.
Or troll. in the history of this show, we've said a lot of really shitty things at the time we thought were funny.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've also had some really poignant moments on the show where we've had insight that even like some of the greatest leaders in the world have not fucking come up with. The beauty of this show has been and always will be a collection of friends getting together, sharing their opinions, having a laugh.
Well, yeah.
We never set out to offend. We only set out to entertain. If we can educate along the way, fucking fantastic. But this show has been, has always been, and always will be about hopefully making the five of us laugh and any of our listeners who choose to follow along laugh along. There is a reason that
I don't. Did you commit a crime, James? Like, this feels like an admission of guilt. Like, and I did not realize the revolver was loaded.
This is my
mistake. There
is a reason that I don't recommend people I work with to listen to this podcast. I know the audience of this podcast and the people I work with. As much as I love those people, I know this is not a show for them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's basically what it is. I tell people I'm on a podcast when they ask about it, I tell them straight. It's like, look, this is what we talk about. I don't think you're going to enjoy this.
We're not popular.
But I'm not going to tell you not to listen to it. That's
and, your and James, just to remind the listeners, where do you work again?
I learned that lesson once.
You work in radio, the one industry that could help potentially. Like, I do a podcast, but never listen to it.
Never. Far away. So, yeah, that being said, you have a choice in what you consume, be it YouTube, podcasts, radio, television, movies. If you go to something you find it offensive, that's on you.
Yeah.
Do not blame the content that you willingly consumed.
Yeah,
that's on you. Don't put it on other people.
And sure, if you want to draw attention away from said content because you believe wholeheartedly how wrong it is,
sweetie,
don't talk shit about it. Bad press is still good press.
Exactly. If you don't want something put out, be it movie or whatever, don't give it money. Don't go see it.
Yeah.
Don't.
Simple.
Just don't. It's on you.
That's the free choice we have.
So that's it for this week. We're going to wrap it up with another fantastic Patreon plea from Big Jim.
Do we have a name for the new patron so we can say thank you?
Bryce, do we have that?
Yeah, you can give me a second and I will.
All right. So
check that out.
You know, in today's culture, we were just talking about the importance of feeling good and laughing and joy. We here at Not Another Podcast are more than willing, if you're willing, to support us. We'll insult you if that's what you want. I mean, if that's your thing. Some people don't want the warm feels, the hugs, you know, the rainbows and the kittens. Some people want leather. They want, you know, they want a hard, stiff pimp hand. Right? Yeah. Some people want to be dominated. They want to be, you know, just put in their place. And I'm more than happy to. I've got a lot of pent-up shit. I'm not going to kid you. There's a lot of things that that I really should talk to someone about. But that could be you. That could be you for the low, low price of we have like $1 a month for if you want to be just a cheap piece of shit. I mean, if that's your thing. Again, if that's your thing, we're not judging cheap pieces of shit. At least 4/4 of this podcast are all cheap pieces of shit. Who also put in a dollar in, you know, various other places. It's like a strip club. You're like, hey, you guys are funny as a dollar or whatever. There's also the $3 level. If you want to be like, you know, well, fuck those people. Look at me. Again, it's all about what it is that you want. If you want to go to that $5 level, if you think you're baller enough, we will definitely knock your dick in the dirt any which way you want. You want it forcefully. You want it gently. You want it like with a, you know, medieval feel. You know, I got a couple of weapons from my old D&D days. I could break them out. You know, they're not all replicas, my friend. Some of them are made with lots of anger and rage. So if that's what you want, we'll give it to you. You're at Not Another Podcast. Give us your fucking money.
Wow, Jim, thanks for that. Rutabaga.
Okay, I'm ready now. I'm ready to go. I just got one out of me. It's just being silly. So whatever, just give me a 3, 2, 1, and then I'll just go with it. I got nice and loose now, limber.
I'm using my safety word right now. Waffle. Waffle.
That's right. Post? I forgot that was the safety word.
Soggy waffle.
Mine is a Kentucky because it's a three syllable solid, you know, it feels like it's bringing everything to a stop. Just Kentucky.
Outstanding. All right. Well, I gotta get going.
I got
folks.
That patron.
Wait, hang on, Danny. We're gonna say
you better stay your ass in that chair.
Fuck you, Danny.
I want to give a big shout out to Jericho McKnight.
Nice
Jericho
name.
Becoming
a $5 an episode patron.
Baller.
Damn it. That means we really are going to have to do vlogs now.
So Jericho McKnight.
Bye, Danny.
Yep.
Bye, Danny. Vlog.
See you, Danny.
See you, loser.
Hey, that's my cousin.
Give me that name one more time. I know I just
Jericho McKnight.
Jericho McKnight.
That is my cousin.
That is your cousin.
You owe him a big...
Yep, and I am
family
so sorry that
Danny
everyone now knows
to two of our
that
patrons.
He is my cousin.
I think Danny's just trying to buy out the Patreon.
I'm okay with that. Just means I don't have to put in
hey,
half
wait,
that
wait,
much
wait.
Work.
Danny, that means you get to do the first vlog.
Okay.
Sucker.
Just means expect I won't have to do one for 6 months or whatever.
Expected by October 15th.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be long, just...
That's is that his real name?
She said.
Yeah.
It's got to be heartfelt.
His real name is Jericho? Yeah.
Jericho McKnight.
See, whenever I hear somebody with a cool name, I just immediately regret my parents. Because, I mean, very little thought put in a, like, what's his dad's name? Jim? Yeah, that sounds good. Whatever.
Yeah, sorry, good. Big Jim. You know, it's just
Jericho.
Yeah, but what's his middle name, though?
Tiberius. Big Bear.
For the life of me, I cannot recall.
Jericho Undersniff.
My camera died again. Okay, so
another beloved folks.
Camera died. That sounds like a rookie problem.
See you, Danny.
Well, no, it's I don't have the wire to plug it in to keep it charging, so I'm just running on battery power right now. And it's brand new, and I'm still trying to figure out all the kinks with it. So just to make sure that I'm good. But to me, Jericho McKnight sounds like a detective from a noir book.
Jericho
like, that's
McKnight.
Awesome. I would read that book.
Only one man can unravel a mystery of this magnitude.
My name's Jericho McKnight.
Get me Jericho McKnight.
I bought a book off of Amazon. It was like off their $1 bin. And strictly because of the name of the character, the guy's name, okay, he's an adventurer. Is Jammer Davis. And I was like, oh man, I have to read about Jammer Davis.
God.
I went to school with a Jammer Davis. It's
I'm
so weird.
So and I found another one. The guy's name is Canyon O'Grady. And I'm like, yes, I have to read these.
Canyon O'Grady.
So I would definitely read a book starring Jericho McKnight.
Don't go over onto that farm. That's what was his name? Canyon O'Grady's farm.
Canyon O'Grady. And there's like 25 books.
Well,
they're just
Canyon
those little
an interesting
old,
life.
It's those little old, like, mass market Western novellas.
Cavern was
Canyon McGrady rode into town.
Canyon had a hankering for some sarsaparilla and a little bit of fist fighting, if you know what I mean.
Good old Jammer.
You mean fist fighting? We didn't have subtlety in the old West.
Canyon looked across the bar and smiled at Miss Kitty.
Then through the saloon doors
right,
walked Fievel. Jericho McKnight nuts or whatever.
Looking for trouble. Okay, kids. Thanks for listening. Jericho McKnight, welcome to the Not Another Podcast family.
We're very sorry.
We're literally. Sorry.
Thank you for mishandling your funds. No, thank him. Thank this person.
Thank you for making the poor
thank
life
you.
Choice.
Thank you.
We appreciate you.
It's called positive reinforcement.
Okay, kids, next week, come ready. Sorry, I just choked.
Oh, I was just going to come.
I already did. So
bookmark.
Danny missed it, sucker.
Come ready to talk about Bit.
Should hang out, dude.
See right. You guys.
Bye, y'all.
Later.
Peace.
Thank you for listening to Not Another Podcast. There are so many places for you to find us outside of www.notanotherpodcast.com. For instance, you can find us on Facebook at Not Another Podcast. You can also find us on Tumblr at www.notanotherpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also find me, Samantha Stark, on Twitter at SamanthaStark3. And you can find James on Twitter as well under James Spooky, spelled with an I-E, not A-Y. And you wanted it, you asked for it, you got it. You can also find us now on iTunes under, you guessed it, Not Another Podcast. We'll talk to you soon. Peace out, Not Another Podcasters.